Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us, as always, as we continue our study of Revealing the Jihad and Terrorism of Islam. Today we will continue the session which we started in our previous program concerning the names of those men who performed jihad or tried to perform jihad in America. And sadly, our government did everything they could to hide these people from the faith of the Americans. That is, by not calling them Muslim jihadi or Muslim terrorist, but simply by referring to them as just people who committed acts of violence. That is obviously if we have heard of them in the first place. And as I shared with you in our last program, I repeat again, sadly, because our government and our media did not attribute these people or their action to Islam, you most likely do not know who are these people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about 80 cases we know of since September 11 until today. And today, let's continue with a few more of these cases because we will not have all the time to cover all these 80 cases. How about Sheikh Ibrahim? Do you know anything about a man by the name Sheikh Ibrahim? I guarantee you, you know nothing about him also. You know why? For the same reason, because our government under Barack Hussein Obama and previously with the leadership of George W. Bush did not tell the American people the truth about these jihadi. They just call it violence. Those are simply men and women who act violently. And here is a quick summary of the true account of Sheikh Ibrahim.
Sheikh Ibrahim. He was living in the United States in the Seattle area to raise money for jihad and to recruit fighters to go to Somalia to fight with Al-Shabaab. After a meeting held with other jihadists in Texas, he was arrested. His real name is Mohammed Diri. He was deported to Kenya, his country of birth. Later, as an official of Kenya, he signed a treaty with Ethiopia. He is still considered a threat to the USA or any other country he lives or travels in.
So Sheikh Ibrahim was not really Sheikh Ibrahim, but Mohammed Diri. He is a jihadi whom we sent back to his home country, Kenya. He was working so hard to recruit fighters for Al-Shabaab, the greatest jihadi organization we have in the country of Somalia. And he was not only living in Seattle area, but he was also working with other Muslims in Texas. You see the connection here? Do you see the spider web connection? And he was arrested. And instead of locking him in prison, we just deported him. To go where? To go to Kenya. To do what in Kenya? To teach love and peace about Islam in Kenya? Or maybe to kill Christians who live in Kenya? Or to continue to recruit Muslim fighters in Somalia from the country of Kenya? After all, in Africa, all the borders are open to each other. Any Muslim can travel from one country in Africa to another. And that's how they're working openly in the continent of Africa. And I'm glad that our government knows that he is dangerous. He's dangerous wherever he lives. And that's why I believe he should never leave the prison of America unless we send his body to be buried in the country of Kenya. People like Sheikh Mohammed here should not be left free. But sadly, because we could not name him as a Muslim jihadi terrorist, that's how he was able to be set free back to his home country, that is, the country of Kenya. Now, the next two criminals, I know you know about them. You know why? Because the media spoke about them. But the sad thing is, the media did not tell the American people that these were Muslim jihadi, but they just simply called them snipers. That is, John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo. And here is the quick summary of who these two men are.
John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo from 2003 also known as the DC Snipers or the Beltway Snipers, shot 13 people from their specially equipped Chevy Caprice. They killed 10 people as they traveled across the country undetected for weeks.
10 Americans were killed by these two snipers, and the government of the United States of America did not know anything about them for weeks as they traveled throughout the land. And even after they captured them, the government did not tell us that these were Muslim jihadi who practiced the teaching of Allah in the Quran, which commands every Muslim to kill some infidels. Can you imagine with me, America, if the day will come and we will have many vehicles equipped like their vehicle, where Muslims just can travel all over America in their own cars, shooting infidel Americans, and our government will know nothing about it, and they will do nothing about it? I cannot imagine what America will be when this day comes. Now, I would like to point you to another man whom I know you know nothing about. After all, he is a good Afghani Muslim. He's American and he's Afghani. I don't even know how in the world we allowed Afghani and Pakistani and all these Muslims come from Somalia and Kenya to become citizens. You know why? Because as I shared with you in the past, our government does not know the teachings of Allah in the Quran about believers who immigrate to perform jihad. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. Allah in the Quran in 9 verses commands the Muslims, those who are believers, to immigrate, and then he commanded them to perform jihad. And sadly, we will continue in America to allow Muslims to come to America from all these countries, and these Muslims will raise their right hand to swear to give allegiance to our constitution, and we will make them citizens. And when the right time comes, when Muslim has the upper hand, we will see jihad all over America, and that day will be a black day which will have no mourning. Now let us learn about Najibullah Zazi, another Muslim from the country of Afghanistan whom we give the privilege to be an American.
Najibullah Zazi, an Afghan-American who was arrested in September 2009 as part of the Al-Qaeda group accused of planning suicide bombings on the New York City subway system. Zazi underwent weapons and explosives training at an Al-Qaeda training camp in Pakistan in 2008. On September 9, 2009, he drove from his home in Aurora, Colorado to New York City, intending to detonate explosives on the New York City subway during rush hour.
Now, do you see the spider web? Because Najibullah was from Afghanistan, but he's an American. At the same time, he received his training in Pakistan, a country which we sent billions of dollars every year to support. This is our aid to Pakistan. And why we are aiding Pakistan, I do not know. Except maybe we're afraid of them because they have nuclear weapons. And this man was trying to perform a great jihad for Allah, not only killing 10 or 20 people. He really wanted to put a big bomb in New York subway during rush hour. Do you know how many Americans will die if a big bomb go off in New York subway in a rush hour? But the problem is, we the Americans do not know anything about this man or the other men or the other women whom the government of our country did everything they could to hide this information from us. Why? That is the question we'll continue to ask, because if it is political correctness, it is nothing but the destruction of America. Now, the next man is a very famous name. As a matter of fact, that's where Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder invented the word workplace violence. It is Major Nidal Malik Hassan. In November 5th, 2009, Nidal Malik Hassan shot 33 people and he killed 14 people at Fort Hood, Texas. He was a student of Imam Anwar al-Awlaki. And let me remind you that Imam Anwar al-Awlaki was a great moderate Muslim man in America, like every other Muslim who claimed to be moderate Muslim in America. We paid Anwar al-Awlaki $5,000 to speak in the Pentagon to teach us about the loving, peaceful Islam. And here we see one of his students, Nidal Malik Hassan. This is a man who did not appreciate us. that we spent money on him to educate him, to make him a doctor. And he was working good for a long time, trying to convince our soldiers to accept Islam. He was not working as a doctor. No, he was working as a Muslim imam. And then our government started to notice things are not right about him. And instead of we remove him from his place, no. We actually promoted him to the position of major, with the hope that if we promote him, maybe he will like us and maybe he will not do anything wrong. No, America, that's not how it works with Muslims. You give them the office of the White House, they will ride you as donkeys. That is how Muslims do it. You give them an inch, they go for a mile. And that is the reality of Muslims and Islam in America.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Now, Nizamuddin Hassan shouted Allahu Akbar so many times as he was emptying his bullets out of his guns. And we got enough witness that he is the man who did this heinous act, which is the jihad and terrorism of Islam. We waited for 4 years of trial. And during these 4 years of trial, Nidal Malik Hassan refused to shave his beard. So now he changed the laws of the land. You see, before Nidal Malik Hassan was taken to this trial, any soldiers who stand up before a military court must shave his beard. But Nidal Malik Hassan made a very strong, powerful statement. When he refused to shave his beard, it is like literally he is saying to us, I am a Muslim, I am a jihadi, I am a Sunni, I practice the teaching of Allah and the commands of Muhammad, and I'm not going to shave my beard. And guess what? He did not shave his beard, and we submitted to him, and we submitted to his will. And instead of we shave his beard by force, no, we just changed the law of our military court. Because now Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder know how to please and appease the Muslim soldiers which we have in our military. So now all the Mohammedans who are serving in our military, you do not have to shave your beard. You actually can serve in our military as a good Muslim jihadi with a long beard. And by the way, Muslim ladies who are serving in our military, you do not have to uncover your head. You can serve with your hijab on, says Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder. And boy, oh boy, they promised us. Our government promised us if they find Nidal Malik Hassan guilty, he will have to return all his salary, which is over $300,000, which he received during these 4 years of trial. They promised us they will bring this money back to us. But guess what? He was found guilty in 45 counts, and we never took one dime back. You know why? Because our intelligence knew from the beginning that Nidal Malik Hassan was sending his check, one check at a time, to Taliban because he was a good Muslim, and our government is the dumbest of all. Well, Nidal Malik Hassan was found guilty in 45 counts. and I wonder, will he live another 45 years before they ever kill him? Or maybe Obama will swap him with someone else. Maybe Obama will just free him. If not Obama, the next Democrat president. Somehow, someone will do Nidal Malik Hassan a favor by setting him free. How about the two Boston Marathon bombers? Just happened 2 years ago, 2013. I love it how quickly we investigated their case. So we know that the oldest brother, Tamerlan, has influenced his younger brother, whose name is Zokhara. And I'm surprised. How did our government know that? Did they talk to the dead brother and they found out from him that he was a bad boy and he influenced his brother? But I went on with this to see how much our government really have put into this investigation. For they found that the older brother was also influenced by another Muslim imam by the name Muhammad Faiz, whom our government named as a radical imam. And I asked the question, what did this imam teach the older brother? And guess what? That is a question. We will never hear the answer from our government. But guess what? I went to the website and I downloaded Imam Muhammad Faiz's teachings. And guess what, America? It was directly coming from the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. That's why our government stopped their investigation with just simply saying that the older brother was influenced by Imam Muhammad Faiz. Did the government of America tell the American people the truth about what Imam Muhammad Faiz was teaching? Of course not, because if they do so, then they will expose Islam, and then we'll know it is not just violence, it is Islam. It is the teaching of the word of Allah. It is the Quran. It is Muhammad's command in the Hadith, and that is what is missing in America. We will not win the war against those whom we call radical or extremists until we confess and tell the truth that it is the war against Islam. And you may think that these jihadi are just all foreigners. None of them were American. That's why they did not melt in the melting pot of America. But the reality, my dear friends, it doesn't matter where the Muslims' background comes from. Because even Alton Nolan, who is an American, converted to Islam. He also performed jihad. And also, in the case of Alton Nolan, we know that our government did not name it right. Barack Hussein Obama and his administrative team named it another workplace violence. And here is a short summary of who is Alton Nolan.
Alton Nolan, who changed his name to Yisrael Yakim after converting to Islam in prison. He beheaded a woman co-worker in Moore, Oklahoma in 2014.
And as we investigate this Alton Nolan, we found that he was trying everything he could to convert all the people who work with him into this cult of Islam. And because he was fired for doing so, he killed this woman. And if we just give him another chance, he will kill a few more Americans. After all, he was converted to Islam in the prison, and now we put him back in the prison. And this is just what happened last year, America. And believe it or not, as I have been in many prisons all over America to minister to the black American Muslims, I can see the destruction of America is coming soon. All these black men and women who converted to Islam in the prison system, they are already full of hate towards the white judge, the white jury, the white officers, the white this and the white that. And believe me, as we continue to travel to minister to these people in the prisons, I have a chance to meet with some true Muslim believers, those who came from the Middle East. And they told me that these Muslim black men and women are not real Muslims. They're just Muslims because they hate the whites and the white man religion. Many of them are Nation of Islam, and they know nothing about the real Islam. And they are converting to Islam simply because of their hate towards white Americans. And the day will come where all these Muslim jihadi will come out of the prison and will do much worse destruction than all the foreign Muslim jihadi. I am talking about the black American Muslims, those who convert to Islam in the prison. They will do more harm than all the foreign Muslims which we bring to America from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Egypt, and Somalia, and Yemen, and who knows where we will be in the near future in this land, except God Almighty. Now, I know George W. Bush told the American people that Islam is a loving, peaceful religion, and I wonder when he or those who write such speeches can prove to us that this statement is true. And I know that George W. Bush told the American people, we are not at war with Islam. We are just at war with radical Islam. And even today, Barack Hussein Obama will not dare to say the word radical Islam. He will name it something else. But here is the facts, America. We have the Quran as a great testimony that every jihad and every terrorization and every violence we already faced with such people and we will always face in the future are direct practice to the commands of Allah in the Quran. And until we know the truth that Allah in the Quran commands the Muslims in 79 verses to engage in war with us, and Allah in the Quran commands the Muslims to perform jihad in 26 verses against the infidels, and Allah's Apostle Muhammad assured the Muslim that is their victory to get rid of anyone and everyone who will not say the shahada, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And if we in America do not wake up before it's too late to learn the truth about the jihad of Islam, the terrorization of Islam, not of any other name we can name it, then and then only we can save America. Otherwise, we will be exactly where Europe is today in the next 15 years or so. And to continue our study of revealing the jihad and terrorism of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.